The Shropshire-based 1st Battalion Royal Irish Regiment recently suffered the first death of their current tour to Afghanistan, that of Ranger Aaron McCormick, killed by a homemade bomb. So what effect does that have on the men and the women who knew him? BBC Shropshire's Dan Box asked one of the battalion soldiers, Corporal Thomas Dowie, and his wife Laura for their reaction.
It was awful. I cried my eyes out. It's just sad because it's just like a big family, isn't it? And it really does hit home and make you think that you just always think it's not going to be you it happens to, you know, but it could, but just don't think about it. That's it.
It's obviously going to have a massively negative effect on the morale of the troops, especially the younger guys in A Company that were close to him. Bearing in mind now, Ranger McCormick wasn't an inexperienced soldier, you know. He had already done a previous tour on Herrick 8. It has a negative effect on morale, and it gets in your head and it plays on you. But the guys, especially the senior guys, they know the scores. We're fighting a war, and these things happen in war. It's just a matter of helping the younger boys that were close to him, helping them crack on, especially if it's their first experience of a soldier dying, especially a friend. It's very hard. The war still has to be fought. You know, we can't stop everything, you know, for the death of a young lad.
I just blink out of my head. I don't actually believe that he's out there working. I think he's just away on holiday for 6 months, and that's why I have it in my head. I would freak out if I did think about it too much, so we just try not to. I try not to.
It's a horrible thing to deal with. I've dealt with it personally. On Herrick 4, I lost 3 very close friends, not just, you know, guys that I knew in battalion. They were friends, you know. I grew up with them pretty much in the army. I grew into a young man with them, and it brings back the memories and the feelings that I had and I felt when I lost my friends. And I know for a fact, actually, that the guys in A Company that have experienced it, they'll know how to deal with it, and they'll know how to keep the guys going. There's not really much time for grieving in theatre. It all has to be done when you come home, you know. You obviously mourn and grieve in theatre, but you can't let it affect the way you patrol, the way you work on the ground, because if you let it affect how you operate on the ground, then you're going to end up making yourself a casualty or someone else a casualty. When I come home, I didn't grieve properly for about 3 or 4 months. And it wasn't until one night that was just, I think it was a song I heard on the radio. And it was a song that was, my friend enjoyed, he liked it. And it all came flooding back. I was just sitting in my kitchen and I just let it go, if you know what I mean. And I just burst into tears, and I must have sobbed for a good hour and a half, 2 hours. But I was lucky because I had a strong fiancé at the time, and my mother was there, and they were there to comfort me in my time of need, you know. And I would say that to every mother and girlfriend and wife, when their husbands do come home, if they are affected by Ranger McCormick's death, you know, to be there for their loved ones and pick up the pieces.
Gosh, absolutely so honest about his feelings. I take my hat off to him. That's Corporal Thomas Dowie talking about the death of Ranger Aaron McCormick, and also the support from his wife Laura. You can hear more from the soldiers and the families of the 1st Battalion Royal Irish Regiment on the Breakfast programme over the week on BBC Radio Shropshire.